Five tips to know before applying for an auto loan on our Money Monday with the University of Michigan Credit Union. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you're listening to 1290 WLBY. Auto loan sales are on the rise right now, with consumers rushing to buy before potential price hikes caused by new tariffs. With all the uncertainty around vehicle costs, getting a smart auto loan is more important than ever. Whether you are a first-time buyer or more experienced, we'll be discussing five key tips to know before applying for an auto loan. Today, I'm with Nicole Bernacek, Financial Education Specialist at the University of Michigan Credit Union, who's going to help us out with this. Nicole, welcome.
Thanks, Lucy Ann.
So what tips can you give us when it comes to financing a vehicle?
Yeah, so when it comes to financing a vehicle, I would recommend to consider getting your financing directly with your credit union or bank, or at least checking with them first so you can compare to what the dealership offers you. So dealerships can and oftentimes will increase the interest rate that they offer you if you apply with them on the auto loans, and even if you like qualify for a lower interest rate technically. So it doesn't hurt to see like what they offer, but I think it's still a good idea to check on your own, and that way you can compare and see if there's a difference.
And should you already pick out your car, know your price point, and then go to your credit union to do this and then come back to the dealer with that deal?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So having an idea of your budget, what you want to spend first, and then you can see what they approve you for. Hopefully that'll match up or you get approved for enough. So some options, like we said, get the financing directly with your financial institution. Or another option is if the dealership offers you a higher rate, you could potentially try to negotiate a lower one with them directly.
So, Nicole, are those based on the interest rate? Is it based on credit scores?
Yep. So, yeah, they're going to base it off your credit score. Also, like your debt to income ratio or DTI is going to come into play. So, of course, the higher your credit score, the lower the rate, and the lower your DTI or your debt is, you're going to usually qualify for maybe a little bit more for the total auto loan.
So it really does pay, though, to shop around a little bit to check out those interest rates from the various institutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I think it's a good idea. Do your research ahead of time. Sort of know what auto loan interest rates are going for at that time, so you know when you apply. And also know your credit score, your DTI ratio, so that you sort of know before you start shopping around.
All right. Second, do you have any advice when it comes to auto insurance?
Yeah. So when it comes to auto insurance, I think it's a really good idea to check the auto insurance cost before you actually purchase. So auto insurance, a lot of us know that it's really high in Michigan. So before you buy the vehicle, if you have the make, model, year, and if you can get the VIN number, they can actually give you an accurate estimate of your insurance costs before you buy it.
And that may dictate what kind of car you get if that cost is too high.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So it can vary a lot depending on the vehicle and how, you know, new or old it is. So you just want to make sure the total cost is affordable before locking in that deal. And Lucy, and it's a good idea generally to keep transportation costs around like 10 to 15% of your monthly net income. So that would be like the car payment, gas, auto insurance, and maintenance. You want to factor all that in.
So keep that in between 10 and 15% of your monthly net.
Yeah, exactly. Right. 10 to 15.
Okay. There is a lot to think about when you're buying a car.
Yeah.
And how often should you try to look around for insurance then, auto insurance?
Yeah, so I think it's a good idea as if they start raising your premiums, especially if nothing's changed, you haven't made any claims, to shop around with a few different companies, because a lot of times you could save some money. So maybe every few years when they start to raise that cost.
Okay. Five tips to know before applying for an auto loan from our friends at University of Michigan Credit Union. Number three, what should we know about auto loan terms?
Right. So for the term, try to aim for a shorter term if possible.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah. The shorter the term, the less interest you're going to pay in the long run. So right now, I'd say what is recommended is about 36 to 60 months or less. So about 3 to 5 years for that total term.
Okay.
There are some auto loan terms that are being extended out to like 7 or 8 years, which is a really long time. And the benefit is that that can lower the payments for your budget, but you're really going to pay a lot more in interest in the long run because of that.
Okay. And what about the lifespan of a vehicle? How does that play into this?
Yeah. So, right. The average lifespan of vehicles right now in the U.S. is anywhere between like 12 to 16 years, and some reported even as low as 8 years for the average. So you just don't really want to be paying on an auto loan that long, especially if the vehicle, you know, might not even last much longer.
Okay. Here's our fourth consideration when you're buying an auto. Are there better times to purchase that vehicle, Nicole?
There are, yeah. I did, and I just kind of found out about this too. I wish I had known earlier, but there are certain times that are better. So if you're flexible, try to potentially buy towards the end of the year or the very beginning of the year. So like November, December, January, February. During that time, dealerships are a lot of times trying to clear out inventory from sort of like that previous year. And then oftentimes they may have sales for holidays like Black Friday, Christmas, New Year's, and other holidays too, like throughout the year, like Memorial Day or MLK Day. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll have good deals.
Okay. And also the time of the month can matter, right?
Yep, definitely. So if you buy towards like the end of the month or the end of a quarter, a lot of times salespeople are trying to meet like a certain quota. So they may offer you a deal because they want to ensure that sale to make sure that they're hitting their quota.
Good thing to know there. All right. And our fifth tip and final tip today, is it possible to compare personalized auto loan interest rates?
There is, yep. So you can shop around for the best rate. So one thing with the credit score is that hard inquiries, which are when you apply to borrow money, typically are going to count against your score every time you apply. So every credit card or loan application. But specifically with mortgages and auto loans, if you have all the hard inquiries or applications done within a 14-day window, then it will only count against your credit score once. So sometimes that window could be as long as 45 days, but to be safe, I tell people try to keep it within that 14-day window.
Okay. Any other tips along those lines?
Yeah. So it's just you kind of have time to shop around, compare interest rates or fees, especially since those are bigger loans.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be careful because like credit cards and again, other types of loans, usually each time you apply it, it's going to ding the score a little bit.
Nicole Bernacek from University of Michigan Credit Union on our Money Monday on the Lucianne Land Show. Sum this up for us.
Yeah, so I think right now it's just there's a lot of sort of panic going on right now with potential costs increasing. But I think some of these tips could be good, you know, at any time just to maybe save some money and get the best deal if you're buying a car. And also UMC right now, we do have a promotion going on for auto loans, which is really great. It's 4.5%, which is really low compared to other places. And 6 months and no payments. So you don't have to make a payment for the first 6 months. Just keep in mind that interest will still accrue during that time, but it gives people sort of like, you know, a period of time where they can maybe save up some money or just do something else with that cash if needed and get a little wiggle room.
Credit unions have great deals. I love this.
We do. I would agree.
Visit umcu.org for more details. That's umcu.org. And learn more about financial matters by signing up for their free financial education seminars they host monthly. They do those online. umcu.org. Our thanks to Nicole Bernacek from the University of Michigan Credit Union on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.